tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah!
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was gonna bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth! You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of Swat!
The King of Crack!
The Colossus of Clout! The Colossus of Clout! Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions and our producer, Adam Abdallah. Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery has had the flu since Christmas. He sent me an email, so he thought it was better to stay home today. So we'll try to get by without Vince. Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions, I saw that you guys have put up some auction items on your website for the auction that starts February 3rd and runs February 3rd through the 13th in 2014. Some nice items up there, Bill.
Yeah, we've gathered a few more goodies and more coming in all the time, but I think you guys switched it over yesterday or the day before, so people can start to preview what's coming up in the next one.
We've talked in the last couple weeks about that 1913 era Shoeless Joe Jackson Draper and Maynard advertising display. That picture is up, and the listing is up there now with a $750 minimum bid. So if you want to see what that looks like, it's a really cool item from 1913. That's one of the items. Now, the number here is 312-332-3776. I'm not sure if the winner last week got the box from Vince, so we're going to do something a little different this week. I'll give away a box of Panini Select Football from 2013, and you'll have to come in to Triple Crown in Naperville to pick it up this week, and then next week we'll go back to the boxes with Vince. So the number at Triple Crown in Naperville is 630-357-7707. We're giving away a Panini Select Football box to one caller, 312-332-3776. Give us a call. Bill Huggins and I will try to give you an estimate if you have a question about the value of a sports collectible, or if you have something political or a pop culture item. Last week we got a neat call from a listener who had a book signed by JFK and Robert Kennedy. I think it was a book written by Robert Kennedy. So any of that type stuff, we can give you an estimate on the value. And a lot of those items, they can run in the Huggins and Scott auctions. If you go to HugginsandScott.com, you can see some of the items. I saw you guys have in a Brett Favre 1997 Packers game-worn home jersey. So the guy that I know that has one should get a pretty good idea of what his would go for after that one runs. A 1997 Brett Favre game-worn home jersey. That's a
great item. The one you have is a different year the gentleman has? Or?
Yeah, I think it's earlier in the 90s.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I don't know if he's planning on selling it, but he'll be interested to see what it goes for, that's for sure.
Yeah, maybe we'll wow him with a number.
We'll have to watch it. So as we get closer, it looks like we'll be doing the show the entire year for 2014, the way things stand right now. Everything isn't signed yet, but everything's been agreed to, right, Bill?
Yeah, as far as I know, we're good to go.
Yeah, things are looking good. So the 7 to 8 a.m. Sunday morning time slot looks like it's ours. Calvin from Palos Hills is on the line. What do you have, Calvin? Thanks for calling. Hello, Calvin.
Yes.
It's your big chance. Calvin, what do you have?
I have a 1986 City of Chicago vehicle sticker featuring Walter Payton in the foreground, the Super Bowl year, and Rust of Chicago Sports in the background. Weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know. I think that maybe gets... Right, Bill? Do you see anything exciting about that one?
I'm not looking at it, but no, it doesn't have high hopes.
No, that's
boy,
not
0-for-1 today.
I'm glad that wasn't the first call of 2014. I'll tell you that. Okay, Dave from Midlothian is online. Can you beat that, Dave?
I don't know. I wasn't listening on the radio.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
I have the name tag off the back of the caddy's vest of Payne Stewart last year that he would play at Coghill in Lamont, and I was just wondering if that's worth anything. My son was one of the administrative assistants there, and he was lucky enough to get that, so I was wondering if there's any worth to it.
Did Payne Stewart sign it?
No.
No, that would have helped quite a bit if he signed it. Once again, I don't think that's too great of an item. Bill, anything on that?
Well, I mean, we've had some of the name tags off of football jerseys, the name plates off the backs of players' jerseys, and surprisingly, they've done okay. I mean, Payne Stewart has a gigantic following still. So if I had to say that thing wouldn't bring several hundred dollars or more, I would probably be mistaken.
Wow.
Now, what exactly is it, Dave? It's the
caddy's vest is the Velcro. They rip it off.
I thought you were talking caddy, like a little cardboard tag on his backpack his golf bag.
It's how the caddies are identified.
So. Oh, that's a neat item then.
Dave, is there any logo from the tournament on the thing? No.
No, it's just purely, it says Stewart.
It's just Stewart.
Huh. But it's the last year that he was played at Coghill.
You think that's an auction item, Bill?
I'd be happy to run it. I just don't, I have very little to compare it to as far as golf, caddy sticker thing or tag things. But if he's interested in selling it, contact me.
Yeah, that would be interesting to see what it goes for. That's much neater than I originally thought what you were saying. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Thanks for the call, Dave. Okay, Mike from Naperville is on the line. What's new, Mike?
Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. I was wondering how much a Ken Griffey Jr. autographed jersey would go for.
An actual full size, like a Mariners jersey?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking a Mariners jersey is probably $300 or $400. Is it Upper Deck authenticated?
No.
No. Yeah, I would think it's probably $300 or $400. Griffey's always going to go down as one of the greats of all time. It's too bad Griffey couldn't have stayed healthy his entire career. It would have been interesting to see what he could have come up with number-wise. He might be the home run leader, career home run leader, if he had stayed healthy, because he was sure on pace for it. Until he started getting all the big injuries, running into walls and all that stuff. He played so hard, it kind of caught up with him, I guess. You know, I was looking at the White. We had actually a debate in Triple Crown. Maybe I should get to this in a later segment. But we had a debate about what the Cubs are doing and what the White Sox are doing. I'm really happy with the guys the White Sox have picked up since the middle of last year, because they have guys in their 20s, low to mid 20s, who are, it looks like they're all major league ready. The Cubs have a lot of good young talent that's younger, but I did a comparison of the guys, and we'll get to that later. And it's really pretty amazing what the Sox have done in a quick amount of time compared to what Theo's doing in this, where it's taken year after year after year. My friend Dave Hoekstra, who writes for the Sun Times, was in and talking about it a little bit, and the thing that bothers him and actually bothers me, like Dave says, every season is sacred, and how many can you just kind of blow off like they seem to be blowing them off? I think you just can't do it too many times before you just lose the people. So I don't know. I'm kind of amazed that the Cubs haven't made a move where it looks like they're going to try to win starting this year. All they did in the offseason was pick up mediocre guys and drop mediocre guys. But I'll get to the comparison if we have time later in the show. Mike from Grays Lake is on the line. What do you have, Mike?
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy holidays to you.
Hey, same to you. Happy New Year.
Thanks very much. Got a pair of baseballs from the 1950 All-Star Game played in Chicago, AL ball and an NL ball. And the National League ball got autographed from Stan Musial, Yul Blackwell, T. Huey Reese, Slaughter, Dixon, Campanella. I got Sean Deese, Jackie Robinson, Warren Spahn. It's basically got Gil Hodges. You know, it's got about 20, 25 names on it. I'm not sure if it's 100% the whole roster, but those are all authenticated, and those are all on the NL ball. And the AL ball has names including Bobby Doerr, Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams, Phil Rizzuto, Bob Lemon, Casey Stengel. So it's about, 20, 25 names on each ball.
I really like having a ball with Campanella and Jackie Robinson. You said they're authenticated, so you know they're not secretarial
clubhouse
or clubhouse or whatever. So who authenticated them?
My dad had it done. I don't remember exactly who, but my grandfather was friends with Beans Reardon. I think his name was, who was the umpire of the game.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, he's had these balls for, 60 years, over 60 years now, actually. And he gave them to me, and so I'm just having them. Like you said, he had them authenticated probably, a decade ago or so, but he's held on.
What do you think, Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions? What do you think on those?
Well, gosh, Mike, those things, I'm just a little bit curious as to, are they on, you say one's on an official American League ball, the other on a National League ball?
Yeah, I know the ball. Like I said, I'm just looking at my dad's notes. It's, it's an American League. I think the American League ball, he has his notes say it's a reach ball.
Right.
And the NL ball is a Spalding ball.
That's correct. Yeah. Gosh, if they're nice and clear and readable and displayable, the pair of them could bring 2,000 to 5,000, literally.
Okay. Well,
or more. I don't know. I mean, the pair of them together would be a very, very desirable lot for our auctions, because a lot of times you find one, but you don't find a pair of them. And
a lot
of people are big into collecting all-star items. And like I said, just to find a pair of them, I don't remember how many times, if very few, that we've been able to auction off the both balls from the same game.
Right. Interesting. Yeah. And I knew it was from Chicago too. So
very cool. Mike, you thinking of selling them?
Yeah, definitely thinking about selling them, so it's something I may look into doing here. So.
Okay, well, let me give you the number for Huggins and Scott. Bill's there during the week, 1-866-462-2273. And one other thing now, since I have my shop in Chicago and Huggins and Scott is in outside of Washington, D.C., about 10 miles outside of Washington, D.C., you can contact me at Triple Crown and drop things off there if you feel comfortable doing it that way, or just ship them directly to Huggins and Scott. So great items, Mike. Thanks for the call. It's time for a short break, everybody. You're listening to ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com. We'll be back soon, so hang in there.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery is off sick today, so it's just us and our producer Adam Abdallah taking your comments and questions about the value of your sports collectibles, pop culture, political items. Give us a call at 312-332-3776. And we're going to do a drawing where we'll give away to one caller this week a box of Panini Select Football. If you call in, you'll get in the drawing. The winner this week, it'll be a little different. We'll have to come in and pick up the box at Triple Crown in Naperville by Saturday this week. The number there is 630-357-7707. So give us a call at 312-332-3776. With your question about the value, looking at Huggins and Scott Auctions for their February 2014 auction. They have some of the items up here now. There's from 1910 an E98 Cy Young card with red background from the Black Swamp Find. I love that PSA 8. I guess this is one of the cards that family from Defiance, Ohio found in their attic in 2012. PSA 8. It's like, how nice were those cards they found? Unbelievable, Bill. This has an opening bid of $4,000. You have any estimates on the value, or are you just going to hold your breath and see where it goes?
Well, I would venture to say it's going to be a $5,000 to $10,000 plus item. Can't be many of those around. I know that the majority of those that they found were in high-grade condition. However, the quantities of them are a little bit different as far as how many of each are available. So I don't know that there have been many, if any, of those that have sold or surfaced since they had this find. I know quite a bit of them are still in-house at the wherever they were being sold from at different points. So they're starting to trickle out, and I think that this should get quite a bit of following.
Found in an attic in Ohio. So now, people, please just wait to go up into your attics until the show's over, all right? You can give us a call at 312-332-3776 next week with what you found in the attic when you go up there. Isn't that something, what people can find in their houses, having no clue what's even in there? Who knows how many years, you know, that was up in that spot with nobody even knowing it was there, or how many people moved into that house and moved out. Really something. Scott from Crown Point, Indiana is on the line. Tell us what you have, Scott.
Good morning, fellas. I have a plaque that was given to me by my grandfather. It's a 1984 Cubs Eastern Division Champions plaque. It's old-style sponsored. I think it's probably 11 by 14. The top section of it in a goldish color has the record, the season record, and it says Old Style, Chicago Cubs, Eastern Division Champions. And the bottom section has a picture of the complete team, taken out in the center field. So
yeah, unfortunately, Scott, I think those items are only $10 or $20. They're kind of neat commemorative items, but not a lot of value to them. Stan from Winfield is waiting on the line. What do you have, Stan? Welcome to ESPN 1000.
Hey, Tom and Bill. I got a 11 by 14 colored autographed picture of Jim Catfish Hunter. It's in a plastic sleeve, and it's authenticated in the back. I got it at a King County Cougars dinner about 20 years ago, and I was trying to find out what the value might be.
Single-signed photo. Didn't Catfish Hunter, I think he had Lou Gehrig's disease,
yeah.
Actually. Yeah,
about 20 years ago, actually.
Yeah, that's something. And now, single signed photo of him, Bill. Anything special about those? Or
well, he before he passed away unexpectedly, Catfish was a very, very prolific signer, very nice gentleman and southern gentleman, and I think he lived in North Carolina area, and he just good signer. But I mean, his signed photos sell for $100 or so, you know.
Yeah, still a good item. Great,
yeah.
Hall of Fame pitcher, one of the best competitors of all time, as far as one of the guys on the mound. You know, speaking of that, he a little bit reminds me of Greg Maddux type, who didn't have maybe the best fastball, but just was a great pitcher. And coming up for this year's Hall of Fame voting, we'll be finding out, I think, maybe in a week and a half, who gets in. I wonder if Frank Thomas is going to get in on the first ballot. I would think that Maddux is a lock to get in, probably Glavin. And I'm wondering if Frank Thomas will get in on the first ballot. You know he'll get in sooner or later. First ballot, who knows? And where will Biggio get in this year and second year? We'll have to see. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. Give us a call with your question about the value of your item. We'll try to give you an estimate of what it might go for in an auction. It could be sports collectibles, pop culture, political, whatever. And you'll get in the drawing. We're giving away a box of Panini Select Football. There's two mini boxes in each box of Panini Select Football. Each mini box has two autographs in it, so it's actually a really good quality football product. Mike from Valpo is on the line. What do you have this week, Mike?
I've got a Upper Deck authenticated Larry Bird. It's like about a 16 by 20. Almost looks like a poster, but it's on like I don't know, whatever kind of stock that is, glossy stock. I think it's in the back, like the Genesis or something picture. I have no idea. I got it out of a scratchy out of a pack of Upper Deck cards.
Oh, really? Is it?
Yeah.
So it's probably in a frame then, huh?
Yeah. It's really nice. I think it's numbered out of like $299 or something.
My guess would be that's a couple $100 being from Upper Deck and being framed like that. So that's a nice item. It's amazing how well some of the Upper Deck authenticate items do, especially on certain players like Mantle. And you know that Jordan stuff is good when it's Upper Deck authenticated, so the stuff does really well. Now, okay, let's get back to this comparison here. it's kind of amazing with the top young guys that the White Sox and Cubs have, how they kind of match up here. The White Sox picked up Avisail Garcia in the middle of last year. I'm really impressed with this guy. He's only 22 years old, five-tool guy in the outfield. Compare him to Jorge Soler, who's 22, didn't have a real good year in the minors last year. I think he got hurt some. But I'd actually have to give the plus to the White Sox on that one. Then you go to Adam Eaton, who the White Sox picked up. He's 25, supposed to be maybe a Lenny Dykstra-type guy, could play, could start. I'm sure they're planning on him starting in center field against Almora from the Cubs. Almora is only 19, and from what I hear about him, he's got the potential to be just a big-time star. So that you have to give the check to the Cubs on that one. Now, here's the one we had the debate on yesterday in the shop. One of my regular customers, a real good guy, and I were – he's more of a Cubs fan. I'm more of a Sox fan. We were debating a little bit on Chris Bryant of the Cubs and Jose Abreu of – that the Sox got from Cuba. Now, I know Chris Bryant has hit wherever he's gone, but he's still only gone through the low minors. Jose Abreu is 5 years older. He's already 27, but he's supposed to be the best power hitter to ever come out of Cuba. And when you look at what some of these Cuban players have done, I think it's pretty impressive what he's already done. His stats are just crazy what he's done. Now, which one would I rather have, we were talking about? The advantages for Brian are his youth, and he's, at this point, less expensive for the next few years. But which one of these guys will actually be able to hit major league pitching? To me, nobody knows that. I think right now it's going to be fun to watch. Will these guys be two of the best hitters in baseball a couple years from now? Or will Abreu strike out like Adam Dunn strikes out? It'll be interesting to see. But I think they both have the potential to be great hitters. So I don't think you can say – it seems like there's a lot of thought going on throughout Chicago right now. Well, Abreu's got a slow bat, and he only hit in Cuba. It's not that big a deal. This Chris Bryant, he's a sure thing. I don't know that either one of them's a sure thing. I think there's a very good chance they could both be great, but neither one's a sure thing. So that's going to be one of the more interesting things to find out in Chicago baseball. I think all this cold weather that we had, you know, the holiday season, I'm starting to think baseball already. Freddie from Joliet's on the line. What do you have, Freddie? Welcome to ESPN 1000.
Yes, how you doing? First-time caller.
Okay.
I was just listening to you guys on the way home from work, and I'm like, I'm going to call about my item here. I got two tickets from the Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan's very first game.
First game as a Bull, huh?
Yep, against the Washington Bullets. I was there.
Wow. So these are stubs then?
Yes, ticket stubs, right.
Okay, what type of condition are they?
Great. Nothing great. I would think real good. I've never taken them in anywhere. I got them in a book with a plastic over it.
Oh, that's good. At least, them. Do you think they're creased up at all? Or?
No. Okay. No, I don't think so.
What do you think, Bill? MJ's first game. I've never seen any.
Wow, what year was that, Mike?
1984.
Wow.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, actually, I went to about 10 games the first year. So I have like 10, 15 tickets from that first year. But I'm talking about his very first.
Who did they play in that first game?
Washington Bullets.
Wow, really? Huh.
I even saved the paper, the paper box score from the Sun-Times, too. I got that cut out, put it in the book, too.
Were these tickets ever issued by the team, or are they Ticketron tickets?
Ticketron, or Ticketmaster, whatever it was called back
okay.
then.
Okay, so they don't have, like, the Bulls logo or anything on them?
No, but they're in color, though. They are in color.
Yes, I'd be tough to guess on something like that. I mean, the pair of them could sell for $500 to $1,000, I would think, or who knows? You're looking at an item that has really probably never been auctioned before, and when we put things up in our auction, Freddie, that have never gone before, The first guy gets the most.
Now,
I mean, if they happen to sell for some crazy number, I guarantee I'm getting calls from people 2 weeks later that say, I got those.
Yeah,
you know, but,
right.
But they never get what the first guy got.
Yeah.
This is about 10, 12 years ago. I was at a Cubs convention, and there was a table, and they had the same ticket. Well, it wasn't his first game, but it was his first year. And they wanted $500, but it was in a nice little frame with like a Upper Deck card of Michael Jordan. So they had it framed really nice. But it,
but it wasn't game one, right?
No, it wasn't game one. I have two tickets of game one.
You're the man,
Freddy. The difference between game one and even game two, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Right.
And then I was also at Derrick Rose's first game, too.
Okay. Well,
so, you know, it's like...
If you want to find out what those two Jordan tickets, get in contact with Bill Huggins at Huggins & Scott Auctions, and you guys could work something out to put it in one of their auctions, and then we'd find out. Because like neither one of us have seen them. It'd be interesting to see. Okay,
yeah, we'll broadcast the results on the radio here for you.
That's right. We'll let people know that they're in and what's going on with them. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're on every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, and we're giving away this week a box of Panini Select football to one caller. So give us a call with a question about the value of an item that you have, and we'll get to it, and you'll get in the drawing. Now it's time for a short break. We'll be right back.
Tune in Sunday mornings at 7 for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan, sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions.
The Great Bear!
On ESPN Chicago and ESPNChicago.com.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days.
We're back. You'll see why that tune is on in a minute here, folks. I'm Tom Morgan with Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions. We're on every Sunday morning from 7 to 8 a.m. Central Time, taking your questions about the value of your sports collectibles, political or pop culture items. And Al from Tinley Park falls into the pop culture category here. Tell us what you have, Al.
Hey, good morning. I have an original script from 1975 from Happy Days, signed by Henry Winkler, and it's PSA authenticated.
Oh, that's cool. Happy
Days.
It's
a little different.
I think Adam must be a Happy Days fan after he got that tune going right away.
Bill, he was pretty impressed.
Yeah, yeah. Bill Huggins, what do you think on that? Have you had any scripts like that?
We've actually had a few scripts from, I think we had a Seinfeld script one time signed by the cast. And, a couple of other different things like that. They're very, very popular. Is this an early show? I mean, when was Happy Days on from?
Oh, God, I think from, 1973 to about 83, and this script is dated August 22nd of 1975.
Now, was it any person's script?
Actually, the title of the episode is The Fonz Who Came to Dinner, and then it's signed on the cover by Henry Winkler.
I like that.
Boy, Al, I mean, if I had to guess as far as dollar value, you know, I would think 500 on its worst day and a few thousand on its best day.
Yeah, that's good news. I appreciate that.
Hopefully you decide to auction it on a good day, Al.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey, I've got one more item if you've got time.
Yeah, go ahead.
This is an Indy 500 book, just a, you know, the history of the Indy 500, basically signed by about, it's from 1990, signed by about 15 different drivers, from Rick Mears to Ari Lewandowski to A.J. Foyt, Unser Jr., you know, Danny Sullivan, Mario Andretti. It's quite a bit.
A 1990 Indy 500 book signed by them. What do you think, Bill, in the 100 to 200 range, maybe?
No, I would think it's probably a little better than that. He's got a few guys in there that I don't think that are still alive, if I'm not mistaken, and which case that's where your value in autographs really is dead people, and the deader the better. So,
well, thanks. I appreciate it.
You think
that.
That's an auction item, Bill?
Oh, I would definitely think
would
that's
you?
An auction item.
Well, there you go, Al. If you want to consign to Huggins & Scott, check out HugginsAndScott.com. The number there is 1-866-462-2273, and you can give Bill Huggins a call during the week on those items. You know, with the since it's the end of the year, I was thinking of a couple of things that happened during the year, or things that I'd like to see come up for 2014, changes in the hobby maybe. The big thing, I think the card companies have come out with some really good products, but the biggest problem for new products is the autographed redemption cards that come in the packs. Randomly inserted in the packs, a lot of times they'll say there's three or four autographs or two autographs in a box, whatever, and you'll get an autographed redemption card sometimes if they haven't been able to get the autograph into the product in time. And it seems like what's happened, they'll say you should get them in 6 to 8 weeks, and sometimes that turns out to 6 to 8 months or a year or longer, and that's just not acceptable to me. To me, it's time to get that changed. To me, if you don't get your redemption, the autograph back within 8 weeks, they're going to have to come up with something where you can get a replacement off of a list after 8 weeks for the autograph that you have, and you're going to have to get something better than what you got, because a lot of times you want the one that you got in the pack. It's supposed to be in the pack, and I think they really need to improve how they handle autograph redemptions. So we'll see if that happens in 2014. That's my wish. One of my wishes for the hobby for 2014.
Well, you know, Tom, I hear that a lot in my retail store in Maryland, House of Cards, that people are disappointed, and they almost forgot that they sent this thing in to get it, you know, redeemed and everything. And the thrill of the moment, the luster of getting this thing is long gone by the time they actually get the thing. And sometimes even the popularity and right. or value of it has diminished somewhat between the time they got this redemption coupon and then got the actual card. So
yeah, there's
totally agree with you. They need to come up with a way to turn this around much, much faster.
Faster, or replace it with an item of, like I say, not equal or greater value, greater value. A lot of times the item is actually worth less. If it's a rookie who's hot, and then he gets injured or something, or he's been hot for a month and whatever, a lot of times you finally get it the next year, he's not even a rookie anymore. People have moved on to the new rookies from that year, and unless he's turned into a big star, it's you really lose a lot that way. It really needs to change. It seems like they're trying to get less redemptions in the products. I've noticed maybe the last 6 months less than there were. But I have a drawer full of redemptions for myself and a couple of my customers, and the amount of time that they're waiting for them, it's not right. It really isn't. It is nice when all of a sudden FedEx or the mailman comes in with a package of autograph cards that you're like, oh, I forgot about this, and if it's something good, you're like, okay, that's nice, but not as good as if you could get them all in the packs. Or get them back to you at least within 8 weeks. I think 8 weeks is plenty of time. If you can't do it in that time, then replace it. Gil from Joliet's on the line. What do you have, Gil?
Yeah, I got something rather unique here that I found. It's sponsored by Topps. It's the Quaker Chewy Granola Bars Baseball Card Collection First Annual Collector's Edition, 1986.
1986, that's not a good sign for baseball. The Quaker worth anything, Bill, that you know of? Not in my...
Boy, no, I unfortunately, Gil, that is probably... It was a neat item when it was issued, but its long-term collector value has not really held up. It could be a $20, $25 item, $50 item on its best day.
I hope the Quaker item tasted good at the time anyway. Or I hope you still haven't been holding on to that. That wouldn't be good now. John from Streamwood is on the line. Tell us what you have, John.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning. Perhaps a different kind of question.
Okay.
I was a collector at one time, dropped out like some other people did, and I've reached a point I've decided to sell most everything. Here's my question. I really need your advice on this. I do have some good pieces that I know are real because I was there. For instance, Walter Payton signed football. Payton signed cards, things like Marino, Dan Marino. I've got some very, very nice pieces. The thing is, I don't have them authenticated. Now, I really understand in the world that we live in how that is difficult for somebody to trust you. So if you're in my shoes, I'm trying to cut my expenses down, and I don't want to spend hundreds of dollars to get them authenticated to get back hundreds of dollars. What should I do?
Well, John, I'll tell you, I hear this all the time, every day, from potential consigners. And what we do at Huggins & Scott is we would get your collection, we would evaluate it, and come up with lots, so to speak. A lot can be one item, a lot can be a group of items. And then we get the items authenticated through JSA and or other sources based on what the item is. And there's no outlay of money on your part. It's just the money is just deducted from what we sell it for. And we, are being an auction company, are eligible to get what's called auction LOAs, which the general public is not. And those items are at a far reduced cost to you as the consignor that allows us to sell your collection, for lack of a better way, with what you said, cost effectively and authenticating it. I mean, you know the items are real because you were there when the items were signed. However, unfortunately, you don't come with each item to be able to stand there next to the Peyton football, and every time somebody pushes your nose, you tell them the story about how you got it.
Right.
So they need to have an independent third-party authenticator for the majority of the people in the country to feel comfortable that they're getting a genuine item because of what you said, John, of the amount of forgeries and counterfeits out there. So through our auction company, we could certainly greatly, greatly minimize the amount of cost that would be needed in order to get these items to be sold for as much money as possible. That's okay, something I can explain to you probably in more detail if you were to call me at the store one day.
Thank you. That was my next question. I'm certainly open to that. I really am. How would I reach you?
If you got a pen, 301
yes.
608-0355.
Is that still the store that's in Naperville?
No,
that's in Silver Spring, Maryland, John.
I'm sorry. I just tuned into the show 15 minutes ago, and I remember the old show, so I was a little confused.
Yeah, my shop is in Naperville still, but if you're going to auction these type items, you'd want to go through Huggins & Scott Auctions, Bill Huggins, and they're in Silver Springs, Maryland, right outside of Washington, D.C. So that's who you'd be calling on that.
Very good.
Okay.
Good. Very helpful. Thank you.
Good luck, John. Bye. Next on the line, we have Steve from The Loop. What do you have there,
Steve?
Good
morning,
Steve?
Guys.
Hi.
Quick one. 1970s, I played for Florida State University baseball, and the Yankees' last game of after their training camp, they used to stop at Florida State and play us in a game before they went to play the regular season. So Steinbrenner didn't want us to have an advantage with aluminum bats, and he had wooden bats shipped in for us to use just for that game. So I have my bat from 1978 still. It says New York Yankees on the top, April 5, 1978 in the middle, Florida State University underneath it, Hillerich and Bradsby, signed by Thurman Munson.
That's cool, Thurman Munson.
The following is I tried to get Reggie Jackson to sign it too, and the guy wouldn't look up from his shoes to give me the time of day. But anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, it's a good thing that he didn't, Steve, only because a single-signed Munson bat is far better than a bat with Munson and Jackson on it as far as value goes in 2014. So you can thank Reggie for being a jerk that day. So.
It sounds like he's a jerk more than that day, people tell me.
He ran out on a bill in Tallahassee when he was there. He wouldn't pay because he said the service was bad. I got 10 bad stories about the guy.
Okay.
No, anyway. Steve, that'd be a fabulous item for one of our auctions if you're interested in selling that. Be happy to discuss that further with you if you want to give me a call one day.
Sure, I got your number.
Okay, very good. HugginsandScott.com, Bill Huggins. That's
Thank
a neat
you.
Item. Now, speaking of Huggins & Scott auction items, before we get to that, the number here is 312-332-3776. We're on till 8 a.m. Central Time. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions and producer Adam Abdallah. We're on till 8. We're taking your questions about the value of an item. I'm giving away this week, Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery is sick this week. Usually his company would deliver the prize to you, but since he's not here, I'm giving away a box of Panini Select Football to one caller this week, and the winner will have to pick up the box at Triple Crown in Naperville. The number there is 630-357-7707. But going back to HugginsandScott.com and the Huggins and Scott auction that begins, it goes February 3rd through February 13th, 2014. Now, we've talked a little about whether Huggins and Scott takes newer items that are of value, and this is a really cool-looking card here. This is a 2003 Topps Tribute World Series Edition Ty Cobb cut autograph, a one of one. You got to go to HugginsandScott.com just to look at this card. This thing is like, you couldn't get much of a better looking card from the last 10 years. And if you like the old Hall of Fame baseball autograph cut signature type cards, I think this might be the best cut signature card, just looks wise, I've ever seen. It's numbered, serial numbered 101 on the back, a real nice Ty Cobb cut signature on the front, and a beautiful looking card. So if you're a Cobb collector or you like that type of card, that'll be in the Huggins and Scott auction. That starts February 3rd and runs through February 13th. HugginsandScott.com. Check it out. Rich from the South Side's on the line. What do you have, Rich?
Good morning. Happy New Year.
Hey, Happy New Year to you.
I've got two items. I've got a signed rookie card by Bobby Hull.
Oh, cool. A signed rookie card. Now, how good a condition is the rookie card?
The card is in very good condition. I was in Canada at the time and knew his son through the Canadian Football League. And he said his dad was coming to a game. So I went to a card shop up there and I found one. I paid $50 for it in 1992. And his dad signed it at the game. I would say it's very good. The upper left-hand corner is not totally square. You can, you know, it's lost a little bit there, but there are no wrinkles or anything like that on it, and he signed it in the lower right hand.
Well, to me, that's the perfect condition of a rookie card to get signed. That's really picked up in popularity the last few years. You used to hear from people, oh, don't ruin a rookie card by getting it signed, but now especially lower grade or mid-grade rookies signed of Hall of Famers from the 50s and 60s are doing real well. Bobby Hull rookie, Bill, what do you think on that signed?
Oof, boy. You got to be talking $1,000 plus easily.
Yeah.
There just
wow.
aren't many of them out there.
Right.
Plus what? I don't know. I mean, the card itself, even in mid-grade condition, sells for $500 to $1,000. So
really?
Yeah,
no idea.
Those items, Rich, have really gotten popular the last few years. It's incredible how well some of that stuff does. So
that'd be a great item for our auction if you decide you'd like to sell that. Give me a call one day during the week at the office, and I'll be happy to my guys do a little even more research on it and maybe come up with an even better idea of what we may be able to get to that for you.
There you go.
That's great. I will. Thank you. I do have one more item quickly if you have. I have a Mario Lemieux signed hockey stick.
Whoa, that's not bad either. Game used?
No.
Okay.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, that's going to be a couple hundred dollars anyway.
Yeah,
also.
I would say take your Bobby Hull, divide by five.
Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, when it comes to the Bobby Hull, all I can say
yes.
is... Or Marv can say, whoever. All right, next on the line we have Brandon from Joliet. Tell us what you have, Brandon.
Good morning, guys.
Hi.
I have a Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson. It looks like an All-Star game photo, but they were on the same team, so I don't think it was an All-Star, but they were at some basketball event. They're both on the bench, and they both are smiling for the camera, and they both signed the picture.
I wonder if it's Olympics. I wonder if that's a Dream Team picture. That would be cool if it was.
It's about the only time they played together, I think.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. They both have on blue jerseys. But they're,
that was
they're,
their,
they're
that
not
was their
not
Olympic color, yeah.
Wow, that
red,
would be
white,
cool.
And blue, yeah.
Yeah, I think if it's Olympics, that's actually very good. And you know.
Yeah, if that can be authenticated, you're looking at $300-$500.
Yeah, hundreds for sure. Very nice. Is it in a frame? It's not in a frame, is it, Brandon?
It is in a frame.
Oh, well, that helps. That looks good. Yeah, very nice. Maybe send a picture to one of us. My email is tom@tcrowntom.com. If you ever want to send a picture of an item that, or you can actually go to Twitter and tweet a picture. My Twitter ID is tcrowntom. Follow me, tweet it to me, say something about the radio show, whatever, and I'll mention it if you do something like that. And if you follow me on Twitter, I'll always follow you back if you say you're a radio listener. I think that's a good way to get in contact with people. Okay, Anthony from Riverside has an item here. What do you have, Anthony?
Hey, good morning, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I've got a Wilson football signed by the 1986 Chicago Bears. So the team the year after they won the Super Bowl.
So it wasn't the Super Bowl team. It's still probably 500 to 1,000, somewhere in that range if it's the year after. Bruce from Bloomington is on the line. Last call of the day. Bruce, tell us what you have.
I've got a signed white NFL football from Jerry Rice. It was funny about this item. I did a test drive about 17 years ago at a local Chevy dealership, and they advertised, get one of three signed footballs. The choices were Boomer Esiason, Jerry Rice, and Dan Marino. So I said, yeah, okay, right. So I did the test drive, and, of course, I selected Jerry Rice. And to my surprise, about 8 weeks later, I got the Wilson football in the mail, white football with Jerry Rice, number 80.
That's very cool. That's worth a couple $100. Not bad at all. Okay, time to do the drawing now for the winner of the box of 2013 Score Select football. You have to come into Triple Crown in Naperville to pick it up. If you win, you have to come in this week by Saturday. Call me first, because with I'll be open only 10 to 2 on New Year's Eve, and I'll be closed New Year's Day. Call first to pick it up. The number is 630-357-7707. Adam is going to do the drawing. The winner, Adam, is
Gil from Joliet.
Gil from Joliet wins the box of 2013 Score Select football. Bill Huggins from Huggins and Scott Auctions, Happy New Year to you.
Yes, Happy New Year to all you guys.
And the auction looks like it's going to be a good one in February. You can go to HugginsandScott.com. Another number you can call Bill Huggins during the week is 1-866-462-2273. Vince Clementi from ERC Delivery. Vince, I hope you get better soon. Vince was sick today, couldn't be on the show. ERC Delivery, on-demand delivery anywhere in the Chicagoland area. Don't forget to check them out. Any size item. And we've got Bears versus Packers today. Aaron Rodgers is back. The winner wins. It's kind of amazing the winner of this game wins the division. But go Bears, and Happy New Year, everybody. Thanks for listening. We're on 7 to 8 a.m. every Sunday morning. Have a great week, and Happy New Year.